Hallelujah. Good morning, beloved disciples. Our readings this morning is Galatians chapter 6 and verses 11 to 13.
See with what large letters I'm writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh.
Yeah, we can just see, you know, that the law was not there to bring about the life that the law revealed. It revealed a beautiful life, a life of dedication to the Lord, but it never gave the power to be separated unto God, separated to the love that He has for us, and therefore then fulfill the plan that He has for us. And so it was a tutor, so that men could see, you know, that they need a savior. And so when people are just staying in the law, they're still staying in the shadow that was given, so that we could, yeah, that, as I just said, that we could wake up to what is the beautiful life that's now available in Christ Jesus. And Paul bears witness to this. He writes in Romans 7, I write to those who know the law, verse 1. So he's speaking about himself, and it's then relative to everyone that just tries to keep the law. And then more in the end of the chapter, Romans 7, he says, the good that I wanted to do, I couldn't do. And that which I didn't want to do, I was doing. And then he sums it up. I was in my spirit, I wanted to do good, but then in my flesh, I found I couldn't. And then he cries out, who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? And then we got that beautiful chapter, Romans 8, where He speaks about the liberty we have now in the Spirit. So we just see when people are trying to put you under law, put you under the old covenant, you separated then from the love, the freedom, the beauty that you have in Jesus. So it's so important. And that's why Paul emphasizes this when he wrote this original letter that we're reading here. He must have written it out in big, bold letters so we can all know. You don't want to go there. You want to stay in the freedom. You don't want to boast in the flesh. You want to boast. And boast is also the word glory, and it's also the word shine. You want to boast, shine, and glory in the spirit reality of how much you've got now in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, I just thank you, Father God. I thank you for the beauty of the cross, Lord. It was painful, but it gained us the God quality of life. And put You thank you. You've done everything in Jesus to bring us back to you and back to the wonderful purpose that you have in our lives. And thank you. We don't boast in an outward circumcision of the flesh, but we boast now of the goodness that you have done, that you've circumcised our heart to serve the living God. And so, as the word says, we are now true Jews because we are people of faith. We live by faith. And we live, and that faith comes from you. It's a gift from you. So thank you for your mighty work in our lives. We commit this day to you, Lord. Thank you for establishing our thoughts, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.